Let's be honest, people will talk about you. They'll criticize, gossip, and spread stories, sharing their opinions with friends, family, and anyone willing to listen. When you're going through tough times, they'll point fingers, judge your choices, and show no sympathy. But when the roles reverse and they're the ones struggling, their tone changes. Suddenly, they expect kindness, patience, and understanding, the very things they refused to give you. When you needed support, they ignored your pain. They didn't check in or offer a helping hand. Now that you've started to rebuild and move forward, they're paying close attention. They see you growing, even if you're not where you want to be yet. But instead of encouragement, you're met with judgment. They question your decisions and act as if you've done something wrong by wanting more for yourself. Some will even try to hold you back. They'll tell you that your path isn't right, not because it's wrong, but because they're too afraid to step outside their own comfort zones. They'll criticize how you live your life, your relationships, your parenting, your career, even how you handle your money. Yet when you were struggling, these same people had nothing to offer. No guidance, no support, not even a kind word to lift you up. It's important to remember that their opinions don't define you. People who try to limit you are often stuck in their own fears and insecurities. Your growth makes them uncomfortable because it reminds them of the changes they're not willing to make. Keep focusing on your progress and the life you're building. You don't need their approval to move forward. Their criticism says more about them than it does about you. Keep going. You're on the right track. Now that you've found strength and learned to stand on your own, their opinions feel like judgment. They see your independence as arrogance because it reminds them of what they didn't do. But the truth is, you've grown stronger. You've picked yourself up from where they left you. And you've learned to move forward without their validation. Keep going. You've proven you don't need their approval to thrive. Let's be honest, you're no longer chasing after anyone or anything that doesn't add value to your life. You've stopped running after people, and you've learned to focus on what truly matters. For some, that might mean prioritizing financial growth or building a better future. Whatever it is, you've decided to stop wasting time on things that don't serve your purpose. It's okay to take your pain and turn it into strength. Some people will never understand the struggles you've endured because all they see is where you are now. They're too busy watching you, counting your successes, and criticizing your choices. They'll make remarks about how you spend your money or live your life, yet they've wasted their own time and resources on things that don't matter. People love to set rules for your life while breaking every one of them in theirs. They'll hold you to impossible standards and then celebrate when you stumble or fall. But this season, things are different. This is the time for you to rise. You're standing tall, brushing off the past, and remembering who you are. You've drawn the line, and you're not letting anyone cross it. You're serious about protecting your peace and your growth, and that's not up for debate. When you start speaking up for yourself and making moves that align with your growth, some people won't like it. They'll question your confidence and wonder what's changed. They'll gossip and criticize because they can't handle the stronger, more outspoken version of you. But let them talk. If they're focused on you, it's proof you're making an impact. Keep moving forward, stay grounded, and remember, your progress doesn't need their approval. You're on a path they can't stop. If people aren't talking about you, it means you're not making waves. Haters have their role, so let them play it. When they try to drag you down, all they're doing is giving you free publicity. They think they're working against you, but in reality, they're shining a light on you. Their gossip makes others curious about what you're doing and how you're succeeding. It's easy to get caught up in survival mode, feeling stuck in routines or tied to people and habits that don't serve you. You might even start believing you can't break free. But the same people criticizing you are the ones secretly watching your every move. They're inspired by your boldness, but too proud to admit it. Instead, they try to discourage you because they lack the courage to take the same steps. Don't waste your time arguing with them. Don't exhaust your energy proving yourself to those who will never appreciate or accept you. These people might take advice from anyone else but you, simply because it's coming from you. They've seen your struggles, witnessed your lowest points, and yet here you are, still rising. That's what bothers them the most. They'll try to convince you that your progress isn't real or that your success doesn't matter. But remember, their opinions are not your reality. Whatever doubts you have about yourself or your situation are just illusions. Your growth, your strength, and your determination are proof that you're winning, no matter what they say. So let them talk. Let them watch, and let their negativity fuel your drive. Keep showing up, keep moving forward, and keep thriving. The only validation you need is your own. Life's challenges are often temporary, even if they feel overwhelming in the moment. What you're facing now is not your forever. Meanwhile, others are watching you, your resilience, your ability to keep moving forward, and they're stunned. They wonder how you manage to stay strong, to keep showing up, to keep smiling despite everything. They know you've heard the whispers and felt the judgment, yet you still carry yourself with grace. Your kindness confuses them. After all the ways they've tried to bring you down, you still treat them with respect. You still offer to help, to share, to support. It leaves them unsettled because they don't know how to respond to your genuine spirit when they've been anything but kind to you. Your calmness, your ability to rise above their negativity, is what upsets them the most. The same ones who tried to box you in, who belittled you, are now the ones struggling. They're uncomfortable, frustrated, and unsure of how to handle their own setbacks. It's not because you wished anything bad on them, it's just how life works. When you focus on healing and rebuilding, when you shift your energy toward growth, it forces others to face themselves. You've outgrown the limits they placed on you, and they can no longer control your narrative. Your strength speaks louder than their gossip ever could. Now they're left wearing the weight of their actions while you continue to rise. Even if your journey isn't perfect, your courage to keep going is what matters most. You're moving forward, healing, and thriving in ways they never expected. And that's enough. Keep smiling, keep pushing through, and let your progress speak for itself. You're on the right path. Sometimes just showing up is enough. For someone who has faced what you've been through, the simple act of being present is a victory. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. Showing up is your power, and someone out there needs to hear that today. Life has a way of turning tables. The same things people did to hurt you are now coming back to them. Not because you're seeking revenge, but because you've chosen to prioritize yourself. You've been pushed to the edge, and now you're standing up for your own well-being. It's not about getting even or playing games. You don't have time for that. Choosing yourself, believing in yourself, and loving yourself have caused the shift. And that's all it took for the roles to reverse. Your decision to grow, to heal, and to focus on building a better future for yourself and your family has shaken those who once underestimated you. They're watching, feeling the weight of their own actions, and realizing they can no longer control your narrative. You've taken back your power by simply putting yourself first, and that's enough to make an impact. Thank you for being here, for your support, and for standing with me through this journey. Your encouragement, whether through kind words, small gestures, or just showing up, means the world. This space is evolving, and I'm excited for what's ahead. Whether we're connecting through words, screens, or different formats, know that I appreciate you deeply. As you move forward, remember to give yourself grace and celebrate every small victory. You're enough. Keep choosing yourself, keep showing up, and keep believing in what's possible. Until next time, take care of yourself and stay at peace.